The IRS may be having a hard time keeping up with Enron, but it is cracking down on suspect tax shelters. An IRS investigation recently led to the ouster of two top executives at the Sprint Corporation. The Sprint case is just one example of the kind of controversial tax schemes that have become widespread. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
3 years ago, leaders of the Sprint long-distance company were sitting pretty. A proposed merger with telecom rival WorldCom had boosted their company's stock price. Sprint's president and its chief executive officer exercised stock options worth nearly $300 million. Ordinarily, that would have left the two men with a tax bill of more than $100 million, which they might have paid by selling company stock. Instead, Sprint's auditor, Ernst & Young, suggested a plan to shelter the income and postpone the taxes indefinitely. That kind of tax advice has become big business for accounting firms. Former IRS Commissioner Donald Alexander says there's a simple reason.
Money. Large money. Accounting firms made a huge profit in marketing various shelters, both to corporations and to individuals.
The IRS is now reviewing the tax shelters used by the Sprint executives and has yet to rule on their legality. Ernst & Young declines to comment on the case, except to say it stands by its advice. During the 1990s, the big accounting firm's tax business grew faster than their traditional auditing work. Just one firm, BDO Seidman, took in more than $100 million for tax advice during the year 2000. According to the Wall Street Journal, the firm boasted of its success with an internal email headlined, "Tax Sells." The word sells was spelled out with dollar signs. Instead of charging by the hour, accountants often bill clients a percentage of the taxes they save. Robert McIntyre, who runs the group Citizens for Tax Justice, says that gives accountants a big incentive to push the envelope.
It was pretty ugly because you really don't expect or want the tax advisors to be getting paid based on how much they can cheat.
Once an accounting firm has developed a lucrative tax shelter, it can market the idea to dozens or even hundreds of clients. Jonathan Hamilton, who edits the trade journal Public Accounting Report, says that makes even more money for the accounting firm, but it also increases the risk the IRS will eventually object.
The IRS, if it's the first time they see something, it may look okay to them. If they see hundreds of them cropping up, then they go back and they find the accounting firm, and that's not a good thing.
Last summer, the IRS went to court, trying to force several big accounting firms to hand over information about their tax shelters. The agency complained that hundreds of wealthy clients had used questionable tactics to shield billions of dollars from taxes. Law professor Frank Partnoy of the University of San Diego says it appears some of those tactics went too far.
Tax evasion is a crime, but tax avoidance is something that's almost part of the American spirit. The government is now saying, you've stepped over the line, and that's caused an entire industry to become very nervous because deals they thought were perfectly legal are now going to be subject to much greater scrutiny.
Some taxpayers now facing that IRS scrutiny have turned around and sued the accountants who sold them the suspect shelters. Both Ernst & Young and KPMG are being sued by clients who claim the firms abused their position as trusted tax advisors. The accounting firms insist the suits are without merit. Some House Democrats want the Securities and Exchange Commission to prohibit accounting firms from providing tax advice to the companies they audit. The SEC stopped short of that in its latest round of rulemaking. Partnoy says, despite the recent bad press, some wealthy taxpayers will continue to seek out shelters.
Firms are inventing more complicated and better mousetraps, and the question will be, what is the probability that I'll get caught? And if the transaction will enable me to save $10 million today, well, maybe it's worth throwing the dice.
For the two Sprint executives, using Ernst & Young's tax shelter may prove disastrous. The value of that Sprint stock they held onto has fallen sharply over the last 3 years. As a result, they may no longer have the money to pay their tax bill should the IRS decide the shelter was improper. The prospect of a ruinous tax liability prompted Sprint's board of directors to dismiss the CEO and the president. Sprint decided not to fire Ernst & Young, however. The accounting firm will stay on as the company's auditor. Scott Horsley, NPR News.